Welcome. You found the Chalene Show. This is a show with tips, shortcuts, and advice from the experts to help you create a crazy, ridiculous, amazing, fun-filled, turbocharged life. And this is a Fit Tip episode. These episodes I've designed to help you be your best physically. They're quick and simple, and I've designed them to be around 10 minutes or so that you can digest them quickly and then get to the good stuff. The weekend. And this episode is all about weekend weight loss. Now, that might sound like a complete oxymoron because so many people spend their weekends just in gluttony, drinking extra, going out to dinner, consuming extra calories, eating things they normally wouldn't eat. And then on Mondays, they're like, I got to get back on track, or I'm going to start my diet on Monday. I think that a healthy lifestyle should be something that we try to adhere to 7 days a week. I think we need to stop looking at the weekends as that time when we give ourselves permission to blow it and then start all over and punish ourselves on Monday. So be open-minded to this. I've got a lot to cover in a short amount of time, so I'm going to speak quickly. Put your seatbelts on. First of all, have an open mind, okay? Because this first one is probably going to make some of you have heart palpitations. And if it does, we need to talk. And by the way, if you're listening to this on Sunday, no big deal. We can start this next weekend. But the weekend that you try this, I want you to decide on Thursday that starting Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there will be no alcohol consumed. What? Somebody call Betty Ford. I'm serious. And guess what? You can do it. Don't freak out. You're just as fun, and you'll have just as much of a great time with your friends socializing without hitting the bottle, without a glass of wine. It's just a habit. And if it's not just a habit, if it's something that's turned into like you're starting to squeeze your steering wheel and you're shaking and you can't imagine doing whatever it is you do on Friday, Saturday, Sunday without your alcohol, then people, there's an issue. You need to be able to have a great time and enjoy yourself and enjoy conversations without alcohol. Now, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this to you on the weekend? I just want you to try it one weekend, okay? But you need to make that decision on Thursday. Alcohol has extra calories, way more calories than what most of us assume, and they are filled with sugar. Not only that, it diminishes our ability to make good decisions about our food. It slows our metabolism. It makes us slur our words. It makes us say things we regret the next day. You feel bloated and puffy, and it's just something you don't need this weekend. Number two, this is a weekend for weight loss. So that means, all right, here we go. 3 days of steady state, long endurance cardio. Now you might say, I don't get it, Chalene. You always talk about HIIT training and changing it up and doing all these different types of fitness programs that aren't necessarily long, steady state cardio. I know, but I'm talking about you hitting Monday morning and getting on the scale and going, whoa, that's crazy. I actually lost weight this weekend. So in order to do that for this weight loss weekend, you are going to do 3 days of steady state, long endurance cardio. What does that mean? It means something that's not that hard on your body. It's a longer workout, like 60 to even 90 minutes of steady state. So I'm not talking about doing intervals. I'm talking about a long run, a long bike ride, a long, steady, slow jog, power walking. Things that keep your heart rate at a relatively high rate. Specifically, that would mean on a scale of 1 to 10, you're giving yourself a intensity score of around a 6 or a 7. Not 8, 9, or 10, but like a 6 or a 7 if 10 is like completely breathless and you can't keep going. Now, the reason why I want you to do that is it's a great way for fast weight loss. Yes, you're going to lose a lot of water. No, I don't recommend you do that 7 days a week because ultimately that's not going to help you. But if we're talking about a weekend quick fix, this is going to work. Now, here's the next piece. And this part is extra. It's for those of you who are like, oh, I am doing this. I am so doing this. I want you 2 of those days, maybe it's Friday and Sunday, maybe it's Saturday and Sunday. 2 of those days, I want you to do 15-minute HIIT workouts. A HIIT workout is high intensity interval training. That means you're going to work at your maximum heart rate for approximately 30 seconds to a minute. And then you recover from anywhere from 10 seconds to 30 seconds. What's an example of HIIT training? HIIT training should be something that is so hard physically and from a cardiovascular standpoint that you couldn't continue doing it for more than, say, a minute or so. You want to pick an activity where you're like, I can't keep going. So it's really, really difficult. Sprints, working at a high intensity, jump roping, box jumps. I mean, I have tons, and I'm not trying to promote my own stuff because there's plenty of it on YouTube. But if you go to my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/ Chalene Johnson. But if you just type in Chalene Johnson and you find my channel, you will see I have a playlist on my YouTube channel that's all free workouts. Click on that. I've got tons of great HIIT workouts that you can do at home with no equipment. Number three, you're going to do a late start and an early finish. I'm referring to your eating. I want you to start later in the day on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That means I don't want you to have your first meal until 11 a.m. What? It's 3 days. You're not going to die. You told me you wanted to lose weight this weekend. I'm giving you the secret sauce, people. And you're going to end early. That means I need you to have your last meal on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday by 7 p.m. Yes, I know that's an 8-hour window. And if you want to know more about eating within an 8-hour period, please listen to the first episode that I recorded for this show with Melissa McAllister. But just trust me, we ain't got time to waste. It's the weekend. You want to do this. Number four, extra sleep. Yep, you're going to get an extra hour of sleep each day. 1 hour. That's it. No excuses. What else is there to say? Go to bed. I don't care how you do this. You either have to go to bed an hour earlier or sleep in an hour later and make arrangements. You know, just teach your three-year-old how to wake up and make breakfast for the family. I mean, he's got to start being responsible at some point. I mean, there's nothing more to say. I need you to get an extra hour of sleep. You figure out how to do that. I don't know how to do it for you, but you can figure it out. And if it's important, you'll find a way. Number five, we're not going to restaurants this weekend. It's one weekend. You're going to save some money. You will save a lot of calories. And there's other ways for you to engage and be social other than going out to dinner with friends. Now, if this is something that is just going to kill your significant other because he so or she so looks forward to dining out on the weekends, well, make them some other promise. Boom, chicka, bow, wow. That would get them very excited about the weekend. Number six, BYOF. Bring your own food. Bring your own food. So if you're going to a birthday party or you have something planned at work and it happens to be on the weekend, someplace where you know there's very little you can do to control your food consumption, then bring your own food. Are people going to look at you strangely? Maybe, and they may not even notice. The other thing that you could do is make healthy choices once you're there. But that leads me to number seven. Number seven is I need you to consume raw vegetables about a cup before lunch and dinner. And here's why. Researchers at Penn State University recently found that test participants who ate raw fruit and or raw vegetables before consuming a meal consumed nearly 200 calories less than those who did not. I would like for you to specifically, because we're talking about losing weight this weekend, I would like for you specifically to consume raw vegetables. Raw vegetables are extremely high in fiber. That's going to immediately fill you up. I definitely find that I eat way less and I feel much better if I consume raw vegetables before my meal. That's why you may need to BYOF. You might need to bring a baggie filled with sliced cucumbers. Just sprinkle a little bit of salt in there and maybe some lime juice or lemon juice. I love cucumbers with just a little bit of vinegar over them. I mean, there's so many ways that you can consume raw vegetables. That's quite delicious. Have you tried baby bell peppers? That's like candy. They're so good. So many delicious raw vegetables that you can choose to eat before you have your lunch or dinner. Number eight, you need a partner in crime. You need a war buddy. You need someone who's going to crawl through the trenches with you. I would love for this to be your significant other. Now, it's all about in how and when you ask. So don't tell people what to do. Don't tell people what we are going to do. Rather, be very sexy about it and invite your significant other to join you on this weekend warrior adventure. All right. And maybe there's a special reward on Sunday night, if you know what I mean. Now, if your significant other is unwilling to participate, fine. Then you're going to turn to one of your strongest friends. And by strong, I mean this is someone who is not going to let you off the hook. And together, you will go to war. It's a weekend that we are going to wage a war against all of our unhealthy habits. OMG, I did it. Less than 10 minutes. Okay, so all I have to do is to tell you this. If you would like to do this for more than just the weekend, please feel free to download my free 7-day diet. It's recipes, workouts, and resources all free. It's pretty awesome. Go to cj7day.com. I just realized I have 15 seconds. So I'd love to know, do you know about my other podcast show? It's called Build Your Tribe. I need your opinion. Should I combine these two shows? Let me know your answer by going to my blog. Love ya. Bye. 3, 2, 1.